Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really powerful, individual executive coaching. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding how you can use it for real personal growth, our mission, to really unpack what it is, how it works, and importantly, how you can get the absolute most out of it.
Yeah, it's a key topic. And what's interesting is that, you know, individual coaching, it consistently comes up as one of the most effective development resources out there for leaders.
Really? More than other things?
Well, it's often seen as foundational. It's not just another training program. It's more personal, more tailored, a core part of the leadership journey for many.
Okay, let's dive in then. What exactly is individual executive coaching? Let's break it down.
Right. So fundamentally, it's a dedicated one-on-one process. It's designed to help you, the individual, improve skills, maybe boost performance, or just, you know, activate some personal development goal.
So it's you and an experienced coach focused on something specific you want to achieve.
Exactly. And it's structured, it's purposeful, but, and this is crucial, it's a co-creative partnership. It's definitely not mentoring or consulting or teaching.
So the coach isn't just telling you what to do.
Not at all. Their focus is on helping you set your own goals, figure out your strengths, maybe identify areas you want to work on, build action plans together, and then importantly, track progress. Accountability is key.
And the payoff isn't just like hitting targets, right?
Yeah.
What are the real benefits?
Oh, it goes much deeper. We're talking about getting real clarity, building genuine confidence. It's also about having this unique, positive, supportive relationship.
That sounds valuable in itself.
Absolutely. Plus, enhancing skills, deepening self-awareness. Ultimately, it empowers you to actually achieve those big goals you set.
Okay, let's talk about the coach's role then. What do they actually do in these sessions?
Well, think of the coach as providing this really safe, confidential space, totally non-judgmental. Their job is to challenge you, yes, but also support you. They listen really deeply, ask powerful questions, the kind that make you stop and think, and really encourage you to expand your thinking, generate new options for yourself.
So a sounding board, a thinking partner.
Precisely. But here's the bit that sometimes surprises people. The coach won't just hand you advice or solutions.
Ah, right. That's counterintuitive, isn't it? Why not just tell you the answer if they know it?
Because the real power comes from you figuring it out. There's actually data showing that when you arrive at your own solutions, your commitment to acting on them goes up dramatically, like over 70%.
Yeah.
It's all about unlocking your resourcefulness.
Okay, that makes sense. So the coach facilitates, but you direct the conversation. You're the expert on, well, you.
Exactly.
So what does that mean practically for someone starting coaching? How do you make it work?
Good question. First off, prioritize it.
Right.
Treat that coaching time as sacred. And prepare.
Prepare how?
Take maybe 20, 30 minutes before each session. Just think, what do I want to talk about? Why does this matter right now? What do I want to walk away with? That prep makes a huge difference.
Right, being intentional.
And be an active partner. If there's data involved, like say a 360 feedback report, the coach will help you interpret it, but with you, not for you. You decide what's meaningful, what you'll do about it, how you'll stay accountable.
Commitment sounds key too. You mentioned protecting appointments.
Yes. If you absolutely have to reschedule, try to give at least 48 business hours notice. It respects the coach's time and your own commitment. Missing sessions without notice often means forfeiting them.
Okay, good to know. And feedback.
Yeah, give your coach feedback. Tell them how you like to work, what helps, what doesn't. It's a relationship you build together.
Yeah.
And be open to their feedback requests too. It makes the whole thing better for everyone involved, even your stakeholders indirectly.
Got it. And scheduling those follow-ups.
Your individual coach will work that out directly with you. A good tip is often to schedule the next session right at the end of the current one. Keeps the momentum going.
Let's talk confidentiality. This seems really important if you're discussing challenges. How private is it?
Extremely. Your conversations with your coach are strictly confidential, period. They're not shared with your manager or leadership. Only you and your coach know your specific goals and what you discuss.
So no reports going upstairs.
None about your individual content.
Right.
Coaches are not there to assess you for promotion or anything like that.
Okay.
Now, sometimes in a larger program context, very high level, anonymized themes might be shared back, like many leaders are grappling with delegation just to help tailor the overall program, but never anything that identifies you or your specific conversations. Your privacy is paramount.
That's reassuring, and it links back to responsibility, doesn't it? The coach supports, but you own the actions.
Absolutely. Coaching helps you figure things out, identify needs, explore options, but you are 100% in control of and responsible for any decisions or actions you take based on those conversations. They aren't advising you, remember. They're helping you think.
So to really hit the ground running for that first session, what should someone think about beforehand?
Great point. I'd suggest focusing on three things. First, what are your expectations? Really think about what you want from the coach. What kind of support works best for you?
Get specific.
Second, what are the key things on your plate right now? Opportunities, challenges, big issues. Try to pinpoint the main one or two you want to tackle.
Okay.
And third, maybe most importantly, how do you learn best? Reflect on your own style. Knowing that helps you and the coach tailor the approach.
Makes sense. Know thyself.
Exactly. Yeah. Ultimately, this individual coaching is just a really unique way to accelerate your development. It's personal, it's confidential, it's laser focused on your goals. It's about becoming more aware, more empowered, just more effective.
It really sounds like it. So here's a thought to leave you with. How could really clearly articulating your own learning style, your specific challenges, transform your next coaching session or any deep dive into self-improvement, really from just good to truly breakthrough? What might you do differently?